This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Center for Medical Progress investigators show how, for the sake of specimen sales, Planned Parenthood uses creative legal loopholes to ignore the federal partial birth abortion law. Linked at lifenews.com, the video is released one day after seven Republican and all Democrat senators rejected defunding Planned Parenthood. The video asks for political leaders to hold the abortion giant accountable. The confusion persists that hospice is a place just like a hospital is a place. The most confused person is the judge sending Charlie Gard to a hospice to die. But hospice is a set of practices or a means of care, helping someone live well while they are dying. While that could easily be at home with his parents, Charlie is being sent to die at another location with a bed called a hospice. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. In other headlines, researchers are literally calling humans artificial. They are speaking of embryos if their conception is done in a lab. Earlier this year, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback wrote the president and members of Congress urging they grasp the opportunity to proclaim and protect the dignity of life. This week, President Trump named Brownback his religious freedom ambassador in the U.S. State Department. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.